Okay, we will call to order the council meeting for August 12th. If everybody would stand for the pledge. Remain standing for prayer. Can we have roll call?
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink?
Here.
Vice President Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
President Rose?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Here.
Okay. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda?
Second. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Next is approval of amendments from the previous meetings. I think we had two meetings.
Public hearing.
We had the 29th and the 22nd.
I'll make a motion to approve both the minutes of the July 22nd and July the 29th.
Second.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances?
Yeah, I'd like to speak. Of course, we had the funeral for former City Councilman Marshall Miller today. Another one I want to bring up, too, is Tommy Lee. He's with the original company, ZDM. And we all see Tommy Lee all over the place. A man runs a gun big time. Well, he lost a son, and he drowned. And Tommy Lee's been gone up to Louisville, Kentucky, I think. They originally came from another place. But anyway, he went up to the funeral to bury his son. And on the same day that he buried his son, his father died.
Jeez.
It's a rough road haul. And I feel sorry for Tommy Lee. And I'll say a prayer tonight for him. Thank you.
Mayor, I think we should also ask for prayers for the family of WBUB News Director Tony Cloyd. He lost his mother this past week.
My thoughts and prayers are with all those families. Anybody have anything else? We'll move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
Oh, we haven't had any this month. I think we got one coming up 22nd. It'll be the probably end of the month, the solid waste meeting.
Right.
Yeah. It'll be the end of this month.
Okay. Budget and Finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brink.
No report.
Tourism, Promotion of City, Councilwoman Rose.
No report.
Legislative Review, Councilman Sebring.
No report, Mayor.
City Services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Any report of city officers? Being none, we have no old business, so we'll move to new business. Ordinance 17-2013, rezoning from I-1 to C-1, 1216 Washington Avenue, Williams Brothers.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 17-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink to have first reading of Ordinance 17-2013.
Ordinance number 17-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, in chapter number 159 of the Code of Vincennes, as amended, known as the Zoning Ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, containing section 1 through 3.
Any discussion, or?
Do we have someone here?
Was that on the zoning ordinance?
On the zoning ordinance. He's got someone to speak.
Will you give us your name and what company, or?
Yes, thank you. My name is Steve Sherwood, representing Nykirk Engineering. I've represented.
Mark Williams with Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.
So if you want to tell us what this is all about?
Basically, as you see, the property is zoned I-1, and speaking with Dixie at the Plan Commission, she felt it needed to be zoned C-1 to be in conformance. Typically, you could do a lesser, you could build a lesser zone and a higher zoning. In this case, she wanted down zone to see for its specific use. We're following her requirements.
Well, I don't think we, the council, pardon me, I don't think we, the council, can work on this right now. We have to send this to Area Plan and Dixie's house. And when the Area Plan gets it, this is the member right here. He's the member from the council, as TJ. And so they will act on it. September 3rd is when it is. And then they'll act on it, and there'll be a bunch of people there, maybe, that will either be for or against it. Well, that will come right back to us again. About a week later, it will come back to City Council, and the City Council pretty well will go along with what Area Plan says and does. So that's what I said. We can't have any real discussions at all right now.
Per her instructions, it would have the first reading.
Right, we do first reading, and then we refer it to.
It will wait for her to be heard on September 3rd, but this is per her instructions, formal filing.
Right, and actually, just for the record, this property sits right next to the J.C. store, correct?
Yeah, 1216 Washington Avenue.
If there are no other comments, I would make the motion to. I know you're at a loss for words. Thank you. I'm lost for the question. Thank you. I'm just totally lost for words now.
The problem is we can't call for a question on this.
We have to pass it first reading.
First reading.
We have to pass it.
It has to go. No, this is the first reading, of course.
It has to pass first reading before we can do it.
We can't have a discussion at all in here today. There's nobody, I don't think there's anybody here.
Right.
We have to plan this.
We're going to pass it first reading and then refer it to.
I said it didn't have to, and they can't do it, but you can go ahead and do it.
Well, Mr. Attorney, do we have first reading?
Historically, you've done first reading and refer, and then it comes back.
Okay. Right.
And recommendation can be voted, you can take the recommendation and overrule.
Now call for your.
Now call for the question.
Help me on who made the motion. I was waiting for you to say motion.
President Rose made the motion. Councilman Brink
made the second on the first reading.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
No.
Okay. Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 172013 passes by a 6-2-1 vote. Thank you.
So now you go to.
And we'll see you next.
Thank you.
You understand, I'm not against what you're doing. I'm only against the thing about that we read this, send it to Area Plan, it will come back here, and then we'll take the recommendation of Area Plan. So I'm not against it. I'm just telling you what the rules are.
Okay.
I understand that.
Okay.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in an amount of $439,719.74.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $439,719.74. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink.
President Rose called for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Who made the second?
I did.
Thank you, sir.
Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Anything under miscellaneous? If not, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned, and we will reconvene here in 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Five minutes.
Five minutes.
Five minutes to hear the fire department.